USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In Washington, lawmakers are trying to set aside their irreconcilable differences over the Obama-era Affordable Care Act and work to reach a bipartisan agreement on a more immediate health care issue, lowering costs for people who already have coverage. Returning from the 4th of July recess, the Senate and House are pushing to end surprise medical bills, curb high prices for medicines, and limit prescription copays for people with Medicare. Partisan disagreements could derail the effort, but lawmakers fear the voters' verdict in 2020 if politicians have nothing to show for all their hand-wringing about drug prices. President Donald Trump even has political exposure because the big price cuts he promised have not materialized. On Friday, he promised an executive order that said he would be intending to enable the U.S. government to pay lower prices for prescription drugs. The U.S. would pay no more than the lowest amount paid by other nations or companies. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Megan Rapinoe and Rose LaBelle were both on target as the United States were crowned world champions after beating the Netherlands 2-0 in the FIFA 2019 Women's World Cup Final. The U.S. enjoyed the better of the first half but couldn't find a way past Dutch goalkeeper Sarah van Veenderhal, who produced a string of good saves to deny Julie Ertz and Alex Morgan the opening goal. The U.S. continued their dominance after the break and finally made the breakthrough from the penalty spot after Stephanie Vandergraat was penalized for a foul on Morgan. Aaliyah Murphy has lived to see 114 birthdays, but this year's celebration might top them all. To honor the oldest living person in the United States, officials in Harlem, New York, threw her a neighborhood-wide birthday bash with a unique gift. From now on, the community will recognize her birthday as Aaliyah Murphy Appreciation Day. State Senator Brian Benjamin presented Murphy with a framed poster and a copy of the Declaration. During his remarks, Benjamin called Murphy a Harlem landmark and thanked her for her contributions to the community. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An arrest has been made in Oregon in the mysterious death of a former Mouseketeer. USA's Wendy King has the story.
Oregon State Police say they've made an arrest in relation to the death of child actor and former Mickey Mouse Club member Dennis Day. Daniel Berta, 36, has been charged with manslaughter 2, criminally negligent homicide, and abuse of a corpse, as well as identity theft and criminal mistreatment. Day was reported missing over a year ago. In April, his body was found in his home in Phoenix, Oregon. Police say the investigation is still active and no further information will be released at this time. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Stevie Wonder will be taking a break from music. The legendary singer-songwriter made this announcement during a concert in London.
What's going to happen is this. I'm going to have surgery. I'm going to have a kidney transplant. September of this year. I have a donor. It's all good. I want you to know, I came here to give you my love.
The Detroit Free Press reported that Wonder had been battling a serious but manageable health issue and has been touring overseas with a full medical team. Wonder learned to play piano, drums, and harmonica before the age of 9 and signed to Motown in 1961. Since then, he's won 25 Grammys, an honorary award, and has been nominated for the Grammys 74 times. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.